Identity thieves are after more than just money and credit card numbers. They're also using stolen identities to get a job and leave the real person with a tax bill. It was only recently that the IRS started notifying victims of employment-related identity theft. And a program glitch means many have yet to be told. For more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Russ Martin, Assistant Inspector General for Audit Returns Processing and Account Services at the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration.
Employment identity theft is when another individual uses someone's Social Security number and or name to gain employment.
And what would be the advantage of a criminal doing that?
Well, usually I would say that the individuals do it. The situations we find is a lot of individuals that IRS identifies are individuals that cannot get a Social Security number. So they have what's called an ITIN number, an individual taxpayer identification number. So they use someone else's identity to gain employment to work under.
Okay. And so it's the IRS's job to kind of figure that out and notify the victim?
Well, the IRS, we did a report back in 2000, as early as 2011, where we identified that the IRS was in a position where they could identify that situation when a tax return is processed.
Okay. So how do you know how they go about identifying that?
Sure. So commonly what they do is identify mismatches, meaning on the front of the tax return, an individual files using an ITIN number. Then the W-2s that are associated with the tax return would have an individual's Social Security number and or name on it. So when IRS processes an electronic return, they identify that as a mismatch. So they can tell at the time a tax return is processed for electronically filed, hey, it looks like someone else is using someone else's identity to gain employment. On paper tax returns, if there's a W-2 attached, they have a similar, or they're establishing a similar process to review the attached W-2 and match it to the front of the return.
Russ Martin is Assistant Inspector General for Audit at the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. And so what were the numbers looking like? How many I didn't know if it was in the report, if how many total victims the IRS was able to identify this year?
Well, dating back, let's go back to prior reports. So between February 2011 and December 2015, IRS identified about 1.1 million taxpayers whose information was used, or identity was used, to gain employment. So based on that, and as early back in 2011, we said, okay, you have the ability to identify the situation, as well as you should notify these victims. So speeding up to our current review, IRS, dating back, the first time they began to notify individuals was this past January 2017. So when we looked at it, at that point, IRS identified any individuals that were newly victimized. So we wanted to look at the whole notification process, and when we looked at it, we found that the 1.1 million individuals still have yet to be notified that they have been victimized. So IRS took the position that, hey, subsequent to January 2017, when our tax return is filed, we're going to identify individuals that are so-called newly victimized, meaning it's the first time we saw this individual's Social Security number and or name associated with an ITIN mismatch return.
And so just to clarify, you're saying that you first notified the IRS. They said, okay, we're going to establish a process. They finally do that, but they didn't go back and notify the people who have already been victimized by this.
Exactly. So they said subsequent, or in response to our review, they said, we're going to go back and take a look at our notice program to see, what changes we want to make. And one of the issues that we brought to their attention, which was a programming error or an oversight on their part, is, okay, so I was victimized prior to January 2017. So their programming excluded me when I'm re-victimized, meaning subsequent to January 2017, my information is used on another filed returns. So they had a programming error that basically excluded me from the notification process.
So it was a computing error, and it wasn't just neglect or negligence on their part.
Right. It was a programming error, and at which time they indicated they were going to address it. So we do follow-up audits, and we will stay in this area to review the corrective action they've taken.
Russ Martin is Assistant Inspector General for Audit with TIGDA. And so when in the whole process does the IRS notify the ID victim? Is it after, you know, they get two tax returns from them, or is it just, you know, are they flagged kind of if they've been victimized before, if their name has been used before, I guess?
No, so what they do is their policy during the period of our review, which was subsequent to January 2017, their policy was if they identify a situation where there is a individual taxpayer identification number, ITIN number used on the front of the return, and then there's a associated W-2 filed with the return that has someone's Social Security number, they will, if the individual, now again, taking into account the programming error, if the individual was victimized previously, they would not get a notification. If they were newly victimized, they would get a notification.
Oh, wow. So it's almost worse to it's almost better if you're new at this than, you know, if it's been going on for years, you're still not getting notified about it.
Right. But in fairness to the IRS, the individuals we identified that were previously victimized that were also used on a return filed subsequent to January 2017, IRS agreed to send them notifications.
And how do they notify them? Is it strictly by mail, or is it other forms of notification?
No, they send them a letter which spells out actions that the individual should take to protect their identity.
Yeah, does that require them to change up some of the identification numbers the IRS is using for them, or are they just being more precautious?
Yeah, no. So what they recommend to an individual receiving this letter is contact your credit bureaus, contact the Social Security Administration to make sure, you know, the wages earned by this individual are not being reported under your Social Security account, you know, stuff like that.
What can be the drawbacks from having wages reported under your Social Security number that obviously you didn't get from the job that you don't have?
Right. So we didn't really look at that aspect, but I would imagine that it could affect someone's, you know, perhaps benefits or, you know, how dealings with the Social Security Administration. We didn't really focus on that. Our focus was on what's IRS doing.
And if you'll just allow me to probably go a little bit outside of your focus once again, was there any idea of how the criminals obtain these Social Security numbers? I imagine there's got to be an original case of identity theft that maybe, you know, piggybacks on top of this.
Yeah, we didn't really focus on that. We focused more on, okay, IRS, you have the ability to identify how well are you doing identifying these situations, and then you have the ability to notify these individuals. How well are you doing notifying the individuals?
Gotcha. All right. And so what were the main recommendations you sent to the agency so they can do a better job? Obviously, they want to fix that programming error to let folks who are known before 2017, but what else did TIGDA recommend?
Right, and we want them to take a look at essentially the individuals that did not receive notification that were identified. And they indicated to us that they're going to revisit their notification policy and procedures.
And I imagine that you look at other aspects of, you know, the IRS identifying people who are being victimized. Is there any other sort of avenue that IRS has to deal with when it comes to identity theft? Obviously, you know, the tax season is huge for ID thieves. But what other crimes or victims do IRS have to reach out to let them know that they've been a victim of an identity theft? Is it only when there's an employment, or is there other forms of it?
Right. No. So TIGDA, my area, we look at identity theft as a whole, meaning tax fraud, identity theft, where someone uses someone's identity to file a fraudulent tax return. We also look at employment identity theft, and equally, we look at the services IRS provides to the victims, meaning, you know, they provide individuals that are victims of tax-related identity theft pins they use on their tax return filings. They have certain authentication processes they go through once they identify a potentially questionable return. So Office of Audit, TIGDA as a whole, we look at identity theft as a full-scale basically problem for tax administration.
Russ Martin is Assistant Inspector General for Audit Returns Processing and Account Services at TIGDA. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find a link to the report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.